what happens with these kinds of testing and these high-stakes testings, which we don't agree with in the educational area, is that it labels everybody. I mean, here's a student that puts everything into it, all of a sudden thinking that they're going to get a great grade on the writing test, and all of a sudden, due to the fact that the Department of Education changes this, all of a sudden teachers and students and parents are all up in arms. And, you know, you're going to see more and more of protesting on this constant testing instead of actually teaching and learning.
So tell me, Gail Hodges, what are you hearing from...
So can I just ask Mike a question on that, though? How, sure. Mike, how would you learn, how would you measure the success of teaching and learning in the course of a year for a child in a classroom if it was not a test?
Well, I have to agree with you on one thing, Kathleen. This idea of having nationalized testing. I always thought that the states should be able to go, if you were a student, leave Georgia and come to Florida and get the same quality education. So that would be something that you would need to look at. You got.
I know, but
to,
so you understand that that's where we're going in 2014 and 2015. We're going to have national testing in science, math, and English arts. We have already started in kindergarten and first and second grade this year in a couple of those categories. So I don't know how that's different than what we're currently testing.
Well, what I am saying here is that we agree with you in the rigorous learning part.
Right.
It's the testing. If you're spending 80 days out of a teach out of 180 days testing instead of going through the process of learning. So I think that the educators have
that
to
many.
Sit
Are
down.
There that many days testing days in Orlando?
Well,
I have a
teacher to the left of me that could explain that.
I don't think they spend 80 days testing. You just said that they spend 80 days testing for an FCAT test. That's not my understanding of the test.
Well, first of all, you're spending 100 and some odd days just preparing for the test. But I'll let Ms. Hodges, Dr.
Well,
Hodges.
I'd like to be perfectly clear before you go to Ms. Hodges that we don't promote teaching to the test. We promote measuring a child's learning in the course of a year. And you haven't answered my question yet to say how exactly would you do that? You said you supported standardized testing, which is what we're headed for in 2014, 2015, that will be across the nation. And they are the same sort of testing that we're doing now with our end-of-course exams as well as the FCAT exam. I'm trying to see what the difference is. Like, how do you measure a child in a year's worth of learning? How would you measure that if it's not a test?
Well, at the end of the year, yes, there's an end-of-year testing, and that's what we agree. But I'm going to let Gail speak on how many tests she goes through in one year. Gail?
We have started the end-of-course test in my high school, and we have it for Algebra 1, Geometry. American History was brought online. And biology. In the last 6 weeks of school, we have been testing every day. Some students are in and out. Some students are out more than in. And it's very difficult if you're not in one of these end-of-year course exams to continue teaching because you don't know when the student will be there and when the student will not be. And it's not fair to punish a student to say, okay, you'll have to come after school to make up this work because the state decided we needed a test. That's the problem we're having. When all of them hit...
How would you measure how much a child learns in the course of a year for algebra?
I have no problem...
Without there being a test.
I have no problem with the end-of-year course exam,
okay.
But that's not what really is going on. You have a mid-benchmark test in the middle of the first 9 weeks, and then you have a benchmark test at the end of the 9 weeks. Then you have one for the second 9 weeks. Then you have one for the end of the second 9 weeks. Then you have a semester exam. Then you have one for the middle of the third, the end of the third, and so on through the fourth. So it's not just a test at the end. It's five or six tests along the way that the teacher has now lost that particular time to teach their subjects and get their students ready for the end-of-year course exam.
And,